Weyburn, complaining about the weather seems to be a very Saskatchewan tradition. It is too hot in the summer, only to be too cold in the winter. When it rains, and pours, there are some farmers who are grateful for the moisture, while others protest the delay in seeding, or harvest operations, depending on the time of year. One would think that there would be no surprises when it comes to weather patterns. Sure, there is no definite way to forecast the weather, and it is always a common, wait-and-see, approach when the local forecast is calling for storms, snow or thunder. It is much more common now for people to have a weather app on their mobile phone. The advances in technology over the years has made it easier to warn local residents when adverse weather is approaching. Way back in the day, there used to be a bell warning system in place, so each town could ring the alarm, and now everyone with a mobile phone gets the warning due to the Sask Alert features. There is a saying in many parts of the province, that if you don't like the weather, wait a few hours. There are days when you need the heat in your car at the start of the day, and then return back to the AC when you drive home at the end of the day. The weather is one of those constant conversation fillers too. There are people who talk in depth about how many inches of rain or snow they received. The Old Farmer's Almanac is famous for predicting how different weather patterns will affect growth and crop seasons for farmers across the country. I think we are pretty lucky in Saskatchewan to be one of the places that receives different kind of weather during the year. It makes us hardy. We know how to handle the highs. 37.4 degrees Celsius was the hottest temp in 2023, to the lows, minus 36.2 degrees Celsius was the lowest, not including the wind chill. We know how to handle drought, and how to handle flooding. We know how to react in an emergency weather situation, and our emergency crews are trained to deal with calls that come during storms, or when there is no power. We are also there for our friends, family and neighbors during adverse weather conditions. I know I have been fortunate enough to have a stranger pull over to help dig my car out of a snowbank, or neighbors pitching in to help if a tree branch is broken during a very windy day. I have some online friends who have very constant weather, as they live in places like Brazil, or Australia, where the weather patterns pretty much stay the same. We have all seen the stories of people in Texas who had their lives come to a screeching halt because of a few inches of snow. It can be quite upsetting when you don't know how to handle a severe weather situation, simply because it is not something faced in an ordinary year. I especially applaud those who work as emergency personnel, and have to be ready to face the very extreme, such as tornadoes, earthquakes, or hurricanes. They definitely put their lives on the line to help those in need, and should be celebrated for their bravery. I know a few tornado hunters, and I could never imagine driving towards a tornado just to get photos or scientific information. When it comes to extreme weather, I prefer to take all necessary safety precautions, and not become another emergency that has to take priority. Instead of complaining about the weather, let us try to celebrate how resilient it has made us, as we have faced the bitter cold, to the extreme hot, and still keep to our work and life responsibilities on most days.